Kronos Quartet is known for its wild and wide-ranging collaborations. The latest one has the string quartet exploring the music of Central Asia. The world's Adeline Sear recently caught up with Kronos artistic director David Harrington.
15 years ago, David Harrington heard the voice of Azerbaijani singer Aline Kasimov on a cassette tape.
It was one of those moments that I just will never forget. There's something about the way Alim inhabits the sound. His voice comes from such an amazing experience, an amazing sense of history and music and humanity. And I think that's what grabbed me. And I was thinking, wow, I want the sound of Kronos to have that kind of quality as well.
Harrington says he knew immediately he had to work with Kasimov. It took a while, but they finally managed to record some songs together.
These songs are popular songs from Azerbaijan. Several of them are from movie soundtracks. Some of them are from musicals. And the genius of what Alim has done is he's brought the ancient tradition of Mugam into the popular music of Azerbaijan.
Combining the sounds of the string quartet with Central Asian instruments like the kamancha and the tar, the musicians came up with a new version of Getme Getme, a plaintive love song. Getme Getme Jail Jodayar, Getme Getme Jail.
For me, Getme Getme is just one of those magical, beautiful pieces of music that is perfect. And when I first heard that, I knew that Alim and Kronos had to do that together. When Alim starts singing high, very high notes, it's as though he's raising the ceiling of our experience or something. He has this quality of intensity that is supercharged. You know, if I find something that kind of magnetizes me, what I would like to do is find a way for the members of Kronos to enlarge our own vocabulary and our own approaches to music and to somehow bring new sounds into the way we play.
Kronos Quartet also brought in the sound of Homayun Saki in the way they play. Saki was born in Afghanistan. He wrote the piece Rangin Kaman, or Rainbow, for the quartet. And he also brought along his rubab, an Afghan lute. It may not sound like it now, but violinist David Harrington got his start in classical string quartet music, and then he got curious about musicians other than Viennese composers.
When I was about 14, I looked at the globe and I realized, you know, the only quartet music that I knew at that point was all written by men who lived 5 miles from each other or whatever. I mean, it was bizarre. And, you know, I think I've spent the rest of my life trying to change that.
You know, you're always exploring, always experimenting, always going around the world and trying to find interesting collaborations. Do you ever tell yourself, I would just like to play some Mozart or Haydn string quartets once in a while? Does that ever occur to you?
You know, for me, the world that Kronos is a part of is so fascinating and exciting. There are 40 or 50 men and women right now writing new pieces for Kronos. I can't imagine any other approach to life that would be even half as satisfying as what I'm doing right now.
For the world, I'm Adeline Sear.
Music from Kronos Quartet's latest CD, Rainbow, ends our program. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin, NSF.gov, the United States Institute of Peace, helping to prevent, manage, and resolve violent international conflict, online at usip.org, and the PRI Program Fund, whose donors support the critical work of the nonprofit sector. Contributors include the Ford Foundation and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world, macfound.org.